For decades, Hispanic culture has defined Southwest Detroit. Vibrant murals, family restaurants and grocery stores, a wonderful community. The culture is so prevalent that you'll see most signs in English and Spanish. But don't pigeonhole the neighborhood that spans from Corktown to Dearborn. Yes, you can get tacos at El Perian or shop at E&L Supermercado. But you can also see a rock show at El Club or get conies at Dooley's, which many people swear are the best in the city. But what about hockey? You can find that in Southwest as well, outside as it's meant to be.
Playing outdoor hockey is probably one of my favorite activities in the world, if not my favorite overall. And, you know, a lot of times when you're playing outdoors, you're on a pond, you're on a canal, and, you know, you're playing shinny. When you're able to go outside and play under the lights with full boards, glass, music playing, Zamboni ice, and you're playing full-blown hockey outside with the bridge in the background, the water in the background, all the trees. The first time I played at Clark Park, I thought it was, like you said, one of the most beautiful places to play. And I also learned it's one of the only, if not the only, outdoor park that has an ice rink that's fully functioning like that. The only one in the city. So when I heard that, I just like, is there a way to bring people together to selfishly so I can play here every year and to raise money for the park so we make sure that this place, you know, never goes away. And there's a lot of people who have been doing tournaments there before me. I know the Frozen Fish Fiasco is in like their 13th or 15th year or something like that. And they do a great job of raising money for the park. I know the Red Wings alumni goes out there and they put on a great event. So we're really just trying to follow suit with that and get as many people out there as we can. And it's really just about donate to a good cause, have a good time, and, you know, play hockey, really. It's just a really, really fun day. And it's, you know, it's also a bonus that we're able to raise money for a place that I hold close to my heart.
That right there is the voice of Frank Cerise, the founder of Champaign Athletics. We'll get back to Clark Park and this weekend's Champaign Classic in a minute, because this story really is about the massive community space. But what about Champaign Athletics? If you're big into the socials, you may have already heard of them.
Champaign Athletics, I started it as a blog in 2017. From there, it's, you know, kind of grown out on the social medias, especially Instagram. But we're also on X, TikTok, Facebook, all of them really, YouTube. We have a podcast. We have an online store. Really, it was just started because I feel like Detroit is an awesome sports town. Sports are my favorite thing in the world. I'm a huge fan before everything. And, you know, there's a lot of great traditional media outlets here that have covered sports my whole life. And I just kind of wanted something that was a little more coverage on the culture, the humor around it, what it's like to be a Detroit sports fan, you know, a little more entertainment level on it. And then also cover things around the city, kind of put our spin on it, our humor, our voice.
Frank is part of a growing trend that has seen non-traditional media skyrocket in popularity, offering a more fan-centric perspective as opposed to hard sports news and analysis. For years, this is what people did as a hobby. But now, the Franks of the world have turned this into a full-time job. You seem to be the face of this, and it seems to be, I mean, it's gotten bigger and bigger in the last, you tell me, a couple years, at least through, you know, the socials.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, over the last, I'd say, year and a half, 2 years, it's really kind of blown up. It's given me the opportunity to leave the corporate world and do this full time. So right now, in the year 2025, as we are growing, I am looking for people to support with the blog, with video content. We're really trying to expand on the amount of perspectives and opinions that we have under the Champaign Athletics umbrella. So this is kind of the first year that I'm really trying to expand out and get more people involved. You know, up until around last year, I was kind of the only one really working this thing.
Entities like Champaign Athletics do a great job of connecting with sports fans because they share the same angle, the same viewpoint. And access to Champaign is free. You don't need to have a sports bundle or a subscription. But can they translate social media into real deal face-to-face opportunities? We've talked about the things that you guys do, and almost all of it is, for lack of a better term, virtual, right? It's done video, writing, blog, website, social, whatever. But you guys lately have started to do some more in-person type things. The evolution of like the meet and greets and the hangouts and rolling in the sponsorships. I've done a lot of work with Detroit City Distillery. I love them to death. They're fantastic. Being able to combine all these things into one, I think, is really special.
I appreciate that. It's been a lot of fun. I was born and raised in Detroit. Detroit is my favorite city. There's just a very strong community here of people working hard and trying to be creative and, you know, make a name for themselves. And I feel like if you, you know, work genuinely and you actually care about the city and you work in the city and all of that, these people all want to help each other. And you mentioned Detroit City Distillery. They were one of the first people to put a sponsorship behind Champaign Athletics, and they're still with us today. And I love working with them, and they do so much good work in the city, and they're a very creative company, and they really care about their product. And I feel like we align on all of those values. So it's been a wonderful partnership. And, you know, the things we're doing in person, it just kind of came naturally once the account started to grow. Bars, restaurants, companies were reaching out about how to promote their product with like a boots on the ground type exposure. And we were doing tailgate videos for the Lions games. We were doing opening day hangouts, Red Wing watch parties. So the sports community just, you know, wants to get together and celebrate these teams. So it was kind of a natural fit. So when bars started reaching out and companies started reaching out and said, can you create content? Can you get people together? You know, it was just kind of a natural fit. So it's been a pretty fun, you know, year and a half exploring that part of the business as well.
Coming up after the break, playing hockey in Southwest Detroit is one of the most fundamental elements of the neighborhood. But keeping that going is no easy task. In the late 1990s, Detroit earned the Hockey Town moniker thanks to the dominance of the Detroit Red Wings, winners of 11 Stanley Cups and owners of what was a quarter century run of making the playoffs each season. But outside of that, the Hockey Town name doesn't exactly fit. The next voice you're going to hear belongs to Anthony Benavidez, a lifelong Southwest Detroiter and executive director of the Clark Park Coalition. I think one of the things that's so interesting about the rink at Clark Park is Detroit's become known as Hockey Town, has been for a long time. And if you look at the Red Wings in a vacuum, that's correct. But if you look outside of that, unfortunately, there's not a lot of access to hockey in the city of Detroit. And Clark Park provides not only access, but reasonably priced access in the vicinity of these neighborhoods. And I think that is so important because, as most people know, hockey has become an insanely expensive sport. And for those that can't afford it, it's a shame not to be able to play it if they want to.
So true. Clark Park has always been a place where you could go there very inexpensively to play hockey. Even when I was a kid, it was like baseball. You drop in to play baseball. You know, at Clark Park, it's drop in to play hockey. It's a little more structured now because we have a learn to skate program. And once you learn to skate, then we have hockey programs for your age groups. We are probably the cheapest place to play hockey. I don't know, maybe Midwest. I'm not sure. We're a free program. So we get our equipment from different places, a lot of different hockey organizations. We'll get small grants from the NHL, USA Hockey. We try to tap into the other big dogs, you know, the Michigan Amateur Hockey, the offshoot of USA Hockey in Michigan here. And then we get stuff from different people. We got a bunch of equipment from the DAC, the people from the Detroit Athletic Club. You really need a lot of support because hockey equipment is expensive, as you said. Helmets, $100, you know, stick is $100. I mean, you know, you just add it up. It can get really expensive. So we try to offer kids new and used equipment, gently used, so they can try it out and hook the whole family into hockey, and we've been very successful.
In 1991, Clark Park closed as the city continued to sink into financial duress. But the residents of the neighborhood sprung into action, creating the Clark Park Coalition, and they saved the park. The park was threatened with closure again in 2008, but since then, thanks to the work put in by so many, the park has seen a $4 million renovation, making it the gem of what is already a sterling neighborhood.
It's one of the things that makes Southwest so great. I mean, you talked about, you know, Werner, and you can go from El Club to La Ali Sensei and everything in between, Dooley's, and the park is right there. You can get just about anything up and down Werner, and I think that's pretty neat.
Which is one of the reasons why we got all that investment from the Neighborhood Strategic Fund, because we have such a vibrant business strip there, going all the way down from the train station all the way down to Hampton Park to Dearborn. Very densely populated. People need a place to go and recreate and chill out and relax and get in touch with the nature.
How important are events like the Champaign Classic to bring awareness to people that may not know that this is here and the support that you guys need to continue?
Yeah, the Champaign Classic has been a real big supporter of Clark Park. Frank got to meet his father last year, and big supporters of Detroit, and we're glad that different people can see Clark Park in a very positive way. And, you know, what they're doing is bringing donations to the park so we could use it to offset costs. We don't get a lot of free up money to buy equipment. We get some, but we'd like to continue to buy more for the kids because the hockey program grows every year. The other programs as well, the baseball. Now we have pickleball. So now we want to do a pickleball league. We want to do a volleyball league. There's a lot of these new amenities, so we want to put them to good use.
You heard Anthony mention the Champagne Classic. That's an effort spearheaded by Frank to help further support the park. The Champagne Classic, at its core, is a hockey tournament. But in reality, it is not only a fundraiser, it is a celebration of one of the coolest spots in the city. Pun intended.
It's a really big social hangout event. It's four individual games from 1 p.m. all the way through 8 p.m. We're going to have a tent there that's going to be heated with a DJ, a bunch of people hanging out. We'll have local coffee shops there, local food trucks, in addition to selling some merchandise. So there's going to be a lot going on. I mean, it's an all-day event, and you can come in whenever you want, hang out for as long as you'd like. We're going to have a big raffle with a lot of donations from a lot of great brands, signed jerseys, signed footballs, some Grayson gear. It's going to be really cool. And it's just a good way to enjoy the cold weather in Michigan with a lot of people and raise money for a good cause.
I don't want to be too much of a degenerate here, but like, did I hear there was a beer tent too? You want to miss that part?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been lucky enough to partner with Labatt Blue, which was a sponsorship I was very proud to land because did a lot of research on Labatt Blue before they were actually, you know, sponsoring me. They've donated a ton of beers, raffle giveaways. So there'll be a lot of Labatt Blue on site, you know, so if you're 21 plus, come on out, grab some beers with us, donate money to the park. The beer tent will be heated with a DJ going. So hopefully there's still some people in the stands watching hockey because the beer tent's probably going to be the spot to be.
You can check out the Champagne Classic. It is this Saturday, February 22nd at Clark Park from 1 to 8 p.m. Admission is free. For more information, check out champagneathletics.com. For WWJ News Radio 950, I'm Zach Clark.